Being an accredited investor means you're savvy enough to have figured out how to accumulate some wealth, and thus more investment opportunities are open to you since you are in a better position to take on risks.
Welcome to the Quiet Wealth Podcast, where we talk about money mindset, how not to be broke, simple step-by-step strategies to conquer your finances, and the entrepreneurial spirit that will get you there. Your host, Camilla Jeffs, has been a student of money for over 20 years. She started out broke and has built real wealth for her family through steps you can copy. Camilla is on a mission to help thousands of people just like you build true financial stability.
Welcome to the Quiet Wealth Podcast. This is episode 64. What is an accredited investor and how do I become one? I'm your host, Camilla Jeffs. And if this is your first time at Quiet Wealth, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. We talk about three things. First, we talk about investing, how to level up and really get in the game. Second, we talk about building a business so you can save on taxes and have all the good things that come with owning your own business. And third, we talk about generational wealth, how to pass it on to the next generation. So today, we're on the investing front. So we talk about being an accredited investor. And once you decide to really dive into the real estate investing world, it won't be long before you hear this term. Accredited investor. And there's a lot of passive commercial real estate or crowdfunded investment opportunities that are publicly advertised. And so there's kind of a limit to for them. They're limited to only to accredited investors. So you might get curious, right? And even if you're a total newbie, it's important to know the difference between a sophisticated investor and an accredited investor. And if you are one of them, neither of the titles require an application process or approval process. So you can find out whether you're an accredited investor based on a few simple criteria. So what to look for? To be an accredited investor, you must have one of two things. There is either an income threshold or there is a net worth threshold. So the income threshold is having had an annual income of $200,000 personally or $300,000 jointly for the past 2 years, and you expect to earn the same or higher income this year. So that's the way that you qualify based on income. The net worth qualification is having a net worth of over $1 million, but you cannot count your primary home. So it might help to run through a few examples. So meet Vicky. Vicky has had a corporate career for 10 years, is single. So she just got a raise 2 months ago, and now she makes $200,000 per year. Her primary home is worth $1.5 million. She has $700,000 in her 401k and $350,000 roughly between her savings and a few brokerage accounts, and she owes about $100,000 to student loans. Now, is Vicky an accredited investor? Well, even though she currently makes $200,000 and has reasons to believe that she will continue making that amount or more in the coming year, her annual income over the past 2 years has been below the $200,000 criteria. Now let's figure out Vicky's net worth. You take the $700,000 in her 401k, add in that $350,000 savings and brokerage accounts, and subtract out the $100,000 of student loans. That all totals $950,000. So close. So since her net worth is just under the $1 million requirement, Vicky is a non-accredited investor. So let's talk about another example, Zoe and Evan. So Zoe is a physician and earns $285,000 a year. Evan is a stay-home dad and earns no income. And their primary home is valued at $800,000. Well, they bought a single family rental home for $500,000 and they have a $200,000 balance on it. They have $250,000 in savings plus $600,000 in retirement. And then Evan recently received $250,000 in inheritance. So are Zoe and Evan accredited investors? Well, based on income alone, they don't qualify since their joint income is below $300,000. But if you exclude their primary residence, their net worth is that $500,000 for the single family rental, but you have to subtract out the balance owed. So it's really the equity in there is $300,000. Add in their $250,000 in savings, $600,000 in their retirement accounts, and the $250,000 inheritance, and that equals $1.4 million, which is above the $1 million threshold. So because they meet one of the two criteria, Zoe and Evan are accredited investors. So what are the perks? Why would you even want to be an accredited investor? So the main perk of being an accredited investor is access to more deals. And why is that? Well, in the eyes of the SEC, being an accredited investor means you're savvy enough to have figured out how to accumulate some wealth, and thus more investment opportunities are open to you since you are in a better position to take on risks. Now, if you're a non-accredited investor who happens to love real estate, there are still plenty of investment opportunities available, including passive investments through real estate group investments, aka syndications. However, since SEC regulations do not allow investments for non-accredited investors to be publicly advertised, you might just have to search harder to find them. Now, if you need help understanding if you fit the criteria, definitely reach out to and join our investor crew on our website. You can go to studystreaminvestments.com to find that information. And you can join the investor crew, and then we can set up a strategy session. I like to hold 30-minute strategy sessions with each of my investors, and we can take a look at your unique situation and figure out if you are accredited or you are non-accredited and what you do. The other thing to note about being a non-accredited investor is that in order for you to invest in one of these big group investments, you must have a personal relationship with a member of the general partnership team. So any member on that team, it doesn't have to be all of them, it can be one person on that team, you have a personal relationship with. And so that's an important thing to keep in mind as you're looking for them. So if you're non-accredited, it's a little bit harder to find these deals. But don't worry, my team and I, we like to offer opportunities for non-accredited as well as accredited. So reach out and we'll see if we can figure out something for you. Thanks so much for joining. That's all I have for you today. Bye for now.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Quiet Wealth Podcast. If you want more, head on over to CamillaJeffs.com/podcast to get the show notes and dive into other juicy episodes. While you're there, be sure to grab the free guide to building wealth. And if you know a friend who is struggling with money, please send this episode to them. Let's share the wealth in as many ways as we can. Until next time, wishing you much success.